Good morning. It's Wednesday, March the 20th. Here we are already at midweek. I have the midweek report in some windy conditions. I'll be right back to tell you what's biting.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at elsobx.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELS OBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
Okay, as we mentioned, it's pretty windy yesterday. I could not find anybody that went offshore. However, over the last few days, there have been some big bluefins out there still. Our international clientele have been waiting for this moment where they can go out there and catch and release a 500-pound tuna on a spinning rod and reel. Pretty incredible. Not many of the other tuna around right now. Very few yellowfins, a scattered blackfin off Hatteras, weather permitting. We have had a few wahoos from the first of the year. Haven't heard of a billfish yet. Or really no mahi to speak of, but the big tuna are out there. World-class fishery people coming from all over the world to fish for those big fish. There has been a really good amount of commercial fishing going on closer to the beach for ribbon fish. The gill netters are really focusing on those. I have not heard much about that recreationally, but I will say to you, if you're looking for a good local fresh fish at a good price point, ask around at your local fish markets for a ribbon fish. Go down to Wanchese, ask around, and you'll find out that this is a kind of a new thing in our market, and I have tried them personally. They were very, very good. Back along the beach now, of course, lots of news there. Big drum all the way up now, even north of Oregon Inlet a little bit. Some yearling and some puppy drum as well. All these are the red drum, but Cape Point had some 40-inchers. There's been quite a few caught down to Ocracoke. A few speckled trout and things like that mixed in the mix as well, and even a few sea mullet. I'll be right back to continue the report by telling you what's going on in the backcountry in the freshwater, so just hold on 1 second.
When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.
Okay, we know that the speckled trout fishing has been good. We know that they're getting bigger. I saw a 7-pounder. That's the biggest one I've seen so far. But again, it was breezy yesterday, so a lot of that came to a standstill. Although, there's pretty good activity on the bridges on the Stumpy Point Highway. That's been a spot. I don't want to get run out of town, so I won't mention which bridge. You'll have to figure that out on your own. But the sloughs, if you're boat fishing, the sloughs coming off the sound where you get into almost a brackish water, been a really popular spot. You can actually catch a speckled trout, a puppy drum, or a largemouth bass when you're in that blended water. There's also been the sheephead bite is picking up in the sound around Structure. That's a following up to what we had last year, which was a great year on sheephead. So you got that going on. Not a whole lot on the freshwater areas, although I did see some white perch, believe it or not, caught over in the Mans Harbor area in some pretty good numbers, and also some catfish as well. So I did not see the catches of crappie that I've been seeing, but I did see the white perch and catfish. And if you're going to go fish the canals on Highway 64, you're liable, probably going to catch some yellow perch as well, or some people would call them a raccoon perch. So there's plenty of opportunities on the fishing front. The wind has been blowing a little bit, but as soon as it settles down, the table is set. You need to get all your stuff right, sharpen your hooks, go fishing. That's my report for you on this Wednesday morning.